We're coming to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We do have Grillo and Hickey and Lopresti back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. 27 minutes away, Lopresti just told me we'll have another update. Also on this show, I'll deliver huge opinions, and I have a ton of them. The Bob Kraft story, why? Yeah, I had somebody tell me when I was like 13, ask yourself before you do anything in your life, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Huge opinion on Mr. Kraft and his future. And I don't think it's as bleak as a lot of people want to say it is. Just think who the NFL has allowed back in to be part of the league. Just go down the list. Mental checklist right now. Huge opinion on that. We'll also talk about a story that is kind of still unfolding because it was in Oxford, Mississippi, and that's not the epicenter of news in America. It's a small college town, home to the University of Mississippi. And you had two pro-Confederate political groups, Confederate 901 and the Highwaymen. They hosted a march this afternoon. They want to protest or did protest the University of Mississippi's discontinuation of Colonel Reb as their mascot. In other efforts, the university has taken to distance itself from their Confederate heritage. Not a bad move in 2019. Civil War wasn't a draw. We're the United States of America. So Kermit Davis, who's the Ole Miss basketball coach, didn't know it was coming, but some of his players took a knee during the national anthem. Well, immediately Twitter and Facebook and everybody saying, oh, players are kneeling again and it's Colin Kaepernick. Oh, my Lord. Well, a lot of people didn't understand that Confederate 901 and the Highwaymen, and that's not a country concert in downtown Oxford, Mississippi, but they were pro-Confederate. And I'll say this, and it's my huge opinion, doesn't reflect anybody listening, anybody at CBS Sports Radio, my opinion is if you are pro-Confederate and pro-plantation owners, yes, they said a prayer for the plantation owners and what they did. Yeah, you wonder why those players took a knee. I immediately said, I agree with those players. I mean, that's happening on their campus, just down the street from when they're getting ready for an SEC basketball game. You know, there are times when we all have to step back and look at blatant racism. I know we can spin and we can take context and we can say, well, I think he or she meant that. No. If you're pro-Confederate, all right, we are the United States of America. That's it. Civil War. And what is lost in all this origination of racial divide in America was at the North. And one of the greatest presidents, if not the greatest ever, Abraham Lincoln, who took a bullet fighting against what that Confederate flag stood for. You look at Gettysburg. If you've ever traveled east, you need to stop there. It's powerful. And we had Civil War. You know, I see the Don't Tread on Me flags, and I read where people are like, you know, we're two Americas. I don't think we're two Americas. We're not. There wasn't a million people marching down the streets in Oxford, Mississippi today, okay? It's kind of like looking at, you know, the Colin Kaepernick thing. There never was a million-man march in support of Colin Kaepernick. Martin Luther King had that going on back in the 60s in D.C., and that was a statement. Or his march in Selma, Alabama, Memphis, you go down the list. That gets people's attention. Not the way we spin it with social networks. What fits one political lean to the other? You know, it's kind of looking at the Bob Kraft thing. They're like, well, I hope he's held accountable like that actor was in Chicago. What in the heck does that have to do with Mr. Empire in Chicago? But this pro-Confederate political group or groups and saying a prayer of thanks for plantation owners. And this is deeper than just a Colonel Reb, their former mascot, and they've morphed into a black bear and even a land shark at Ole Miss. And I've read the stories of schools that because they had the Rebels nickname, they had to change it because Rebels, the only thing it stands for is the Confederacy. And even South Burlington, Vermont had a story where the community was up in arms and they had to change their name from the Rebels. School board wanted to do it because their district was 20% non-white and it was offensive. I even read a story out of Lexington, Kentucky that Stallions wasn't gender neutral enough at a new high school. And they changed it to the Broncos. These are all sports stories, folks. I'm not going to go through 4 hours of political back and forth, but, you know, the Ole Miss player is kneeling while Confederate 901 and the Highwaymen are hosting a march, and they're pro. They pro-Confederate. Pro. You know, it's kind of like if I look at a swastika, I know what that person stands for. There's no debate. There's no debate. Now, they're talking about, well, Confederate monuments are for closure. Closure? You got your butts whipped in the war. Move on. You know, don't tread on me. It's going to be a revolution. The government, oh, they're taking away all of our freedoms. Yeah, I get people having the argument over the Constitution. But when you are pro-Confederate, when you are, again, that Confederate flag on, you know, a race car or a Dukes of Hazzard car that's at an auto show, I don't look at that and think racism. It was a comedy show. It was funny. I don't look at that flag. Again, it's the context thing that I think we all need to step back and take a deep breath. But you know and I know, man, when you're tooling down the highway, and I don't care where it is, and you see somebody with that Confederate flag in the middle back of their truck, you stop for a moment and you ask yourself, what type of person is that? Because I believe if you're flying that on your vehicle, if you're flying that flag at home, if you announce that you're pro-Confederate, without saying a word, I think you're saying a ton. These are the issues where I support those players kneeling. I support that not pre-planned, orchestrated political move. That was from the heart. And Kermit Davis, the Ole Miss basketball coach, said, we respect our players' freedom and ability to protest racism and bigotry. Now, some will say, well, how come huge roll over Colin Kaepernick? That whole story, he said the flag stood for oppression. And again, this is the American flag. I can see the Confederate flag. If he wanted to talk about that and say it stood for oppression, then I'll kneel right with Colin. Well, law enforcement, not all law enforcement. You know, we've been down that Colin Kaepernick debate. This is different. Because this frightens me. This frightens me as a father of an 11, 12, 13-year-old, 18, and 20, and especially for the younger ones. It frightens me where our country's going. You know, I'm not going to go as far to the comments that some people are saying on Twitter today shows that there's two Americas. No, well, let's be honest. The South fought the North in the Civil War. There still is an element. There is more racism and bigotry in the South still today. It's come a long way. But folks, you know, we have to go back, what, 55 years? You know, a black man couldn't play. I might be off. It might be. Are we on 70 years now with Jackie Robinson? Close. Whatever it is. 55 years ago, there's still black and white fountains, black and white, you know, seats on a bus in a restaurant in the South. That wasn't happening in the North. That's why I grew up in Michigan. And it's not like I'm saying I never heard racial words used. I'm making a point here that the entire country has never lined up and been this plantation favoring sovereign nation. We fought for freedom. And no one's perfect. But my Lord, I mean, I'm really concerned about the future. And sports is a platform to get attention. Because here's what happened, and some might call this good, and others might say it's not. But because of those Ole Miss players kneeling, it really, not favorable attention for Confederate 901 in the Highway Meadow. And I was looking at some of the photos there from the Clarion Ledger down in Mississippi online, and there's a photo, you know, pickup truck. Again, I'm not going to stereotype. Confederate flag flying. There is a guy wearing a hoodie with a Confederate flag on the front that says, Redneck Lives Matter. I'm not making it up. It's not a Saturday Night Live skit. And the Confederate flag is prominent everywhere. Pro-Confederacy. You are saying you don't like America, that you want to go back and live in a world that is completely split, and you were fighting to make all of America like the South. Not you, but your relatives, your generations of family members, right? I mean, you know, you say a prayer for plantation owners? Come on. This wasn't about a mascot or Colonel Reb. This is about just pure hatred. And again, we've seen the debates. There's Wyoming Lee High School, close to where I'm doing this show from. They dropped the Rebels moniker. I talked about South Burlington, Vermont. The word rebel. No. You know, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell. That had nothing to do with the Confederacy. And he's British. See, those are the times when you go too far. It wasn't going too far. It wasn't grandstanding by the Ole Miss basketball players today. It wasn't. That hearing the word pro-Confederacy, pro-Confederate, I don't need to debate anything. You're racist. I'm sorry. You are. You are. If you stand there, if you wear a swastika and I see you and you have a swastika, you're racist. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. That's how I look at things. I judge it on history. But what does happen in America is that everybody's lumped together and people forget history. Forget about Lincoln and what he did. Forget about the North. Forget about Gettysburg. Forget about the Civil War. But nobody's out there pushing to remember the North. Pro-Confederacy, because there is a wish that the world would be what it was for some of these people. And that scares the living daylights out of me. When you say a prayer for plantation owners, I'm surprised the Ole Miss players didn't walk out and not even play. Plantation owners? Slaves? That come out, say what you feel. Forget your flag. Forget your Redneck Lives Matter hoodie. Wow. And my guess is, with the temperature of this story, it won't go away. But you are in a small town. It's a college town. It's still Mississippi. I'm not going to label everybody a Mississippi racist. That's wrong. My guess is there are more good people than bad people in Mississippi, and that today, when you look at the Confederate 901 or the highwaymen and you see these photos on Twitter or on your local news, I don't think it represents all the people in Mississippi. And I applaud the players at Ole Miss for kneeling today, because a lot of us should take a knee, take a deep breath, and understand that the hatred is alive. To me, this doesn't reinforce what Colin Kaepernick did, because he was attacking law enforcement wearing pig socks. You know, his pig socks are as idiotic as the guy wearing a hoodie that says Redneck Lives Matter with a Confederate flag. This, to me, is a real issue. And yes, I get the spots for social injustice and rogue police officers, but the way he labeled everybody, stereotyped everyone, said the flag stood for oppression, man. You want a flag that stands for oppression? As I'm looking at the Clarion Ledger photos, look at all those Confederate flags. You want a flag that stands for oppression. Don't tell me about the flag that represents the United States of America. So I'll take your thoughts. Well, Do you agree with the Ole Miss players? How do you separate it from Colin Kaepernick? I do. I can see it. I'd love your feedback at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance at geico.com. We got Grillo and Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Chris Lopresti will have another update here in about 6 minutes. First huge question of the night. Do you agree with the Ole Miss players who took a knee before that SEC basketball game with Georgia today because pro-Confederate protesters were marching in Oxford, Mississippi because they're upset with the Colonel Rebel mascot being removed for a black bear and a land shark and also keeping the Confederate statues as closure for the Civil War. Closure. You agree or disagree with them? You heard my opening huge opinion. I want your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Iron, who's in Dallas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing, Hugh?
What's up, big man?
I've been listening for a while. I'm a little bit of a fan, but I'm gonna have to. I agree with you 1,000% with the players with Ole Miss. If I were them, I would have walked out the stadium. I wouldn't have played. I have to 3,000% disagree with you when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. I'm a 24-year veteran. My brother's a 24-year veteran. My brother has been with the Dallas Police Department for about 3.5 years now. We understood what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for when he kneeled for the national anthem. I didn't take it personal as a soldier. My brother didn't take it personal as a police officer when he saw the pig socks. He didn't take it personal. In fact, I've been to a couple of Cowboys games where I don't even stand. Now, I'm a soldier. I don't stand for the national anthem anymore because I recognize that song, number one, was not written for people that look like me. The flag, even though it represents justice and freedom, when you have a country that will allow police officers to go home on paid administrative leave and nobody has to answer for unarmed black men, not just black men, but unarmed people getting killed all the time, and nobody has to be held accountable for anything. We even have a man sitting in the White House, and I'm a soldier, so I'm going to talk about it. We have a soldier, we have a man in the White House who would rather tweet about Jeff Smollett than talk about the man that's in the car that's planning on killing people. I got a problem with that. So, yeah, I understand what Colin Kaepernick was doing, because even though I've worn this uniform with pride for 24 years and I signed a contract for 6 more years, I don't know why I did that, because I'm too old. My body hurts. But I signed on for 6 more years, and I'm going to do my 6. I'm trying to make first sergeant. But I recognize that when I take this uniform off, regardless of where I am, I'm just another black man. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a veteran. I'm a black man. I get pulled over because I'm a black man driving in the wrong type of neighborhood in the wrong type of car.
That's not everywhere. It's not everywhere, dude. It's not everywhere, Iron. It's not. It's not. You're labeling all police departments like Colin Kaepernick said they were modern day slave patrols, and I totally disagree.
I'm labeling everybody. I'm not labeling.
You're labeling all law enforcement. No, and I appreciate your call, Iron, in Dallas, listening on 105.3. No, you want to point out Baltimore, you want to point out Ferguson, you want to point out Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you want to point out Minneapolis. I've seen horrible videos, right? I've seen horrible videos of, you know, a white police officer gunning down what looks like an innocent black man. But I've seen those. I've seen videos, too, of just hate and hate crimes. It's horrible. You know, I'm watching the videos of this stuff today, and it just makes me sad, embarrassed for our country. Not all of it, but parts of it. And no, Colin Kaepernick said the flag stood for oppression. It does not stand for oppression. He said law enforcement, they were modern-day slave patrols, so he's saying they're hunting down black people. That's wrong. No. You know, the players today didn't attack anything. They made a statement, and it was powerful. Because you have pro-Confederate groups. And like I said, if you're pro-Confederate, I'm sorry, you're racist. You're wearing a swastika, you're racist. I know where you're at, okay? You know, we don't need to debate it. And that's the power of sports, man. And I know you'll say with Colin and he started dialogue, man. No, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, where I said if he didn't just label all law enforcement, if he didn't attack our flag, and he pointed to areas and he said, look, man, we need to do something in Ferguson or Minneapolis or Freddie Gray, Baltimore, wherever, okay? We need to go there. We need to bring change, and I'm right there with him. But he made this political. You know, today it's really the pro-Confederate groups were making it political. So I'll take your feedback. And Ira, I appreciate your opinion, man. You like me a little. That's a start. Let's go to Cody in Mississippi. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. Man, I just wanted to say I appreciate everything that you said about that there's not people in Mississippi, you know, not everybody is racist, even though we do get a bad rap for that kind of thing. I do have to say that I agree with the players for kneeling, but I got to say that it's kind of a bad job by just the media in general. I mean, I live in Starkville a couple hours down the road and had no idea that any of this was going on. And, you know, whenever I leave CBS Sports Radio pulled up on my computer all day at work, and the headline was, Ole Miss players are kneeling. And my first idea was, oh, it's Kaepernick. Kaepernick just, you know, settled with the NFL and everything. Now it's coming back, and we got to go through this again. But I really blame the media for the lack of coverage. You listening to you tonight is the first I've even heard about these marches in Oxford, and I think it's utterly ridiculous.
Well, and then the reason I did look into it, and thank you, Cody, for your huge opinion in Mississippi, because when they kneeled, I'm like, okay, this is Kaepernick, right, an extension. I don't want a stereotype. I don't want a label. I don't want to jump the gun. I really have taken a different approach the last couple of years on just waiting. I went and read all this stuff before the show, 2 hours, reading through, looking at the videos, looking at tweets, and those players brought attention to this pro-Confederate rally. I agree with you. If those players don't kneel, no one's covering it because it's Oxford. It's not a media epicenter in America. Let's go grab one more call before we get to Chris Lopresti. Let's go to Houston, Texas, and Robert, listening on AM 610. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Robert here. I just wanted to say I agree with you with the Confederate flag, and anybody that says that it's states' rights fail to recognize the cornerstone speech when Alexander Stevens himself brought up slavery in that speech. But what would you expect from maybe probably one of the bottom states in illiteracy?
All right. Thanks for your call, Robert in Houston. Don't go attacking everybody in Mississippi. Cody sound pretty smart. And like I said, we can't stereotype. We can't. We just can't. We can't go there. Hey, you just can't. We know it. You know, to me, I look at the Confederate flag in the United States flag, and I know you get a right to fly any flag. Ku Klux Klan can, you know, march on a state capitol, Nazi swastikas, everybody. You know, we're the land of the free. As long as it's a peaceful protest, you can do what you want to in America. You're free to do it. It doesn't mean we all have to agree with it, though, right? It doesn't mean we all have to agree. I know we have a ton of callers. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, if you can't get in on air. To all the callers across North America, your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. We have Grillo and Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in NYC. Chris Lopresti, he's one of the best in the business. We'll have another update here in about 20 minutes. Interesting story that's been developing all day that began when Ole Miss men's basketball, their game was being played concurrently to a pro-Confederate march that was held in Oxford, Mississippi, earlier this afternoon in defense of Confederate monuments and icons, and also related to, you know, Colonel Rebel, who used to be the Ole Miss mascot. And I opened up this show a little after the top of the hour and said, if you're pro-Confederate, you're a racist and you're a bigot. I'm sorry. You are. Hey, if you're saying a prayer for plantation owners, as was reported, I'm sorry, you're wishing you were living in a world when the Confederate flag was flying. That's what you're hoping for. That's what you're holding on to. That there's just a separate world where people of color are slaves where you live. And that was North-South. I don't have to do revisionist history. The Civil War, Abraham Lincoln takes a bullet, and the rest is history. But those players kneeling, I'm getting, now when we get into this sports side of this, they're like, well, you were riding Colin for kneeling. It never was so much the sitting I didn't like, the kneeling, but it was what he said about the flag, what he said about law enforcement, the pig socks. Those are the issues that really fueled and still fuel my division on the Colin Kaepernick topic. Okay, though, that's where I come from. You know, the players were silent. They brought attention. I know some will say, well, you brought attention out of the pro-Confederate groups. Well, I don't think there's pro-Confederate groups running wild across America. Yeah, I get there are hate groups. We've seen it in Virginia. We've seen it in other parts of America. But I believe there are more good people of all skin colors in Mississippi, and across this country. And those players kneeling at the same time when pro-Confederate groups, two of them, Confederate 901 and the Highwaymen, were marching about Confederate statues provides closure, and Colonel Rebel the mascot and Redneck Lives Matter hoodies. And I don't mean Ku Klux Klan hoodies. I mean, like, just a hoodie, you know, you'd wear out on a cold morning. We're not two Americas. The media can tell us that, and they want that because it plays well on Election Day. But those players kneeling, there's a purpose. You know, the 60s, Mexico City putting a fist up, there's a purpose. 60s were turbulent, violent. You know, Martin Luther King took a bullet fighting for equality. Abraham Lincoln, you know, if we go back to revisionist history for all of you pro-Confederate people listening right now, he took a bullet. He was there trying to abolish slavery. If you watch Daniel Day-Lewis, I was talking with Grillo and Hickey before the show, I caught it on Showtime, Cinemax, whatever's on HBO in the last month, and it was just, it was unbelievable what that man stood up to, not only in the South, but on his side. So those of you flying a pro-Confederate flag, those of you engaging in a prayer for plantation owners, you're a racist, you're a bigot, and there's no debating that. But in America, is being a racist, as long as you're not hurting others, you're allowed to march. You can still put on the sheet, the real hoodie, and Ku Klux Klan it, or swastikas. And we know when we see a swastika, well, what do you think? You think of Hitler, right? When you see a Confederate flag, what do you think? You think of plantations, you think of slavery, you think of the South. And by the way, it just isn't about being pro-Confederate. It's what the South was doing as late as what? I don't know, 60s, 70s? Like I said, Jackie Robinson is, are we 70 years removed from that? Right? That's it. We're not even past a century on it. But it doesn't mean all of America stands with Confederate 901 or the Highwaymen. And that most of America, I believe, agrees with those Ole Miss players. And I know some of you have been commenting at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and you can join us on air at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227, where you don't like anybody kneeling for the anthem. You want everybody to stand. Well, you know, we'll walk into a stadium. Everybody doesn't stop. People are in the John. They're at the concession stand grabbing a soda, beer. I get the perfect world. And I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, well, I support the Ole Miss players, but not Kaepernick. No, I didn't mind him when Nate Boyer, the former Green Beret, had him go to the kneel. I just can't stand the way he said our flag stood for oppression and his attack on all law enforcement. That to me is my line in the sand there with Kaepernick. So if you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Tony in Washington, D.C. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, kneeling means nothing to me because the voice of the NBA 2 months ago was spouting Nazi propaganda, you know, but his racism was forgiven because he's ignorant. He didn't know that profiling a whole race of people was wrong. He thought it was a compliment. So I'm still waiting for the kneeling down from that. So I don't take any of this kneeling seriously until, you know.
Well, he did apologize.
The NBA.
Right, and thanks for the call, Tony, in Washington, D.C. LeBron did apologize for the anti-Semitic rap lyric song, and he did apologize for dissing Jewish people, as Tony said. Matt in California, thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just going to say this. I'm in no way a bigot or racist. I don't like what the Southern flag stands for. I think you start swimming in dangerous territories and you start discussing taking down monuments and things of that nature in the sense of that being synonymous to maybe rewriting history. History happened. These things happened. Robert E. Lee, you know, he fought for the South. He loved the South. He also fought in the Mexican Revolution in 1846. He was a Virginian. So Virginia happened to be with the Confederates. So he went with Virginia and he went with the Confederates. But I'll just make this one point as well. The United States, Thomas Jefferson had slaves, George Washington had slaves. The only reason Abraham Lincoln did the Emancipation Proclamation was to make it where if you had slaves, then they're going to put sanctions against you because the South was going against the Union. Abraham Lincoln was probably a bigot himself. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but the only reason he did the Emancipation Proclamation was to put sanctions against the South. And in essence, slavery was still legal in the North. Imagine that. Am I wrong or am I right?
Man, I appreciate your opinion, and thank you for listening in California, and everybody has their own interpretation of history, don't we? We can read, we can watch. We can look online, but everybody, almost on every topic, have our own interpretation. All I know is Abraham Lincoln died because somebody didn't like what he had done and what he was doing. Right? I know some didn't agree with Martin Luther King. But I think as time goes by, it's not that the story changes, that you understand the courage. Now, ironically, I kind of look at the two greatest men in American history from a political standpoint, and I would look at Lincoln and Martin Luther King. And think about that. Think about the bookends on that. And that's why I agree with the Ole Miss players. You know, they didn't come out and rip law enforcement. They didn't even rip the pro-Confederate groups. They didn't do anything. They took a knee, and they brought attention to guys wearing redneck Lives Matter hoodies with Confederate flags at that protest in Oxford, Mississippi. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, if you want to join in. Dave in Maryland, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. Love listening to you on Saturday night.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to say, but it makes my night. Your last caller was absolutely correct. The Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves in the South. It wasn't until after the war when we had the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment that we freed slaves throughout the Americas, the United States of America. So he was right, but I wouldn't say that Abraham Lincoln was a racist. That goes way too deep.
That sounds like something today's media would say.
Yeah, you know, they're gonna judgment on this man who freed the slaves.
Yeah,
he was racist.
He's okay, racist. Fine. Yeah, right. Yeah, that sounds like something we'd watch on the Lincoln Channel, Lincoln News Channel, right? On satellite.
Yeah, Lincoln. Okay. Here's the thing. My family is from Pennsylvania. My father's family is from Pennsylvania. You said you're from Michigan. I don't know how far back it goes, but the people from Pennsylvania, and my father's family included, fought to free the slaves. They were members of the military in the Civil War, and the Civil War, if people don't know it, more Americans died in the Civil War than any war we've been in. It's, you know, and when you say Americans, it's North and South. We're all Americans. Now, as a person who is from the North, I look at the stars and bars, and I have one thought in my brain: loser. These were the losers, just like if you see a swastika, losers. These people lost. America, the world rose up against them. And you know, you mentioned several times earlier in your talk about the hate that was involved. I'm gonna change that. It's not hate. It's ignorance. That's the bottom line, Bill. It's ignorance. You have a nice evening. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David, listening to Marilyn. And again, I know we have a ton of callers, I promise. I will get to your huge opinions. How many people agree with the Ole Miss players kneeling in protest of the pro-Confederate groups? Two of them, Confederate 901 and the Highwaymen. I know it sounds like a country music concert. I'm not going to say country music's racist. Please don't tweet me. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying the names of the pro-Confederate groups. They were simultaneously playing a game against Georgia that Ole Miss won 72-71. And then the protests were happening in Oxford, which is the home of the University of Mississippi. So you agree with the players kneeling? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We're the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.